There's history all around us if you just know where to look and who to listen to. Hello, I'm Trevor Harris, and this week on KBIA's Thinking Out Loud, we look at our area's cultural history. First up this week on the show, we head to Jefferson City's Munichburg neighborhood with a local who's just published a new book on that city's historic German South Side. That's where we'll start the show tonight with University of Missouri Professor Emeritus of Geography, Walter Schrader, taking us on a tour of Jefferson City's Old Munichburg neighborhood. This is Thinking Out Loud on KBIA.
I'm Walter Schrader. I'm retired from the University of Missouri Geography Department faculty for about 15 years now. Well, I was born here in Jefferson City on West Elm Street, and grew up there with German immigrant grandparents and, of course, my own parents and brothers. I left Jefferson City to go to college at the University of Missouri and then to the University of Chicago, and came back to the University of Missouri and joined the faculty, and lived in Columbia ever since 1964.
You've recently published a book, Southside Sketches, about the old Munichburg neighborhood. What was special about the neighborhood that motivated you as a geographer to want to tell the story in print?
As Gary Kremer says in the introduction, you have to have a love of a place. And this is my place that I have a love for. My wife grew up with me on the same street in Jefferson City, and I had brothers who, when we get together, we like to share stories of it. And when you do get old, you'd like to take the measure of your life and try to figure out what it is that made you the kind of person that you are. And to me, it was the Southside community. It was this neighborhood of my friends and their parents. It was the village that helped raise us. And so I wanted to find more about it. And I've been conducting oral histories of about 30 aged people, many of them older than I am, about the past in the South Side, and read a lot of newspapers and got a lot of information. I thought I'd share it with other people.
Who settled the Munichburg neighborhood, and where did they come from?
The South Side of Jefferson City got started by German immigrants coming in the 1840s. Some of the earliest ones came from northern Bavaria, from the town of Munchberg, M-U-E-N-C-H-B-E-R-G, which means Monk's Hill. And that's the origin of the name of Munichburg, sort of a corruption from Munich, from Munchberg. And, of course, they were joined by Germans from many, many other parts of Germany, from all over Germany, that sort of overwhelmed that original group. But it became a ethnic community within the greater Jefferson City.
What did the Germans do primarily? What sort of skills did they bring?
Most of the Germans who came to Cole County were farmers. That's where they came from, and what they did in Germany that they came over. They tended to be the more conservative thinkers, and in occupation they continued there. The ones who came into Jefferson City, who were fewer in number at the beginning, but they began businesses. They were the millers, particularly the builders, the stonemasons, the bricklayers. They got a lot of work in the public buildings that were going up in Jefferson City, like the work at the penitentiary, and they built many of the high street businesses that you see today, those brick buildings. They were, of course, businessmen in almost every respect, in cigar making and jewelry. They made mandolin instruments and zithers. They were grocers. They were butchers. They permeated all sorts of trades.
The Germans who came here, we're talking about people who came in the middle years of the 19th century primarily. Mm-hmm. How did you, growing up in the 40s and 50s. How did you experience that German culture? How was it still around in a way that it might not be as present to the naked eye now?
My German grandparents are on my mother's side, and they didn't come over until 1889. Therefore, they were among some of the last of the German immigrants to Jefferson City. And obviously, they kept the German culture later in the 20th century. It was helped by the fact that my mother lived with them all of her life, all until they died, of course, because she was the youngest kid in the family, the girl in the family, and in those days, the youngest child was supposed, before Social Security, were supposed to take care of the older parents. And so she lived with her parents, and she got married, and my father, her husband, lived in the same house with them. He joined them in a duplex, and so we had a lot of German talk in our household, not full sentences, but a lot of vocabulary and stories, particular, and singing and praying, particularly singing and praying, and cooking. Words for food were in German, not necessarily in English. That was until my grandparents died in the 1940s during World War II.
Are we in the church that you grew up in right now?
Yes, Central Church, originally Zentral Evangelisch Deutsche Gemeinde, called congregation, not a church. Yes, this is the church. It's now Central United Church of Christ. Yeah.
So since this is radio and there's no pictures or visuals, can you paint a picture for us of this structure?
Well, the first church was built in 1859. The land was bought in 1850 by a group of Protestants, German Protestants, and they wanted it to be a union church for all German Protestants. It didn't work out that way in the end because the Lutherans, now the Missouri Synod Lutherans, separated and built their own church. But they chose this site upon a hill, Auf dem Berge, is what they would say, on the hill, because that was the place where you built churches. They have a high cross. And the original church in 59 was much too small for the congregation by the 1890s, and so it was replaced by the present church in 1891. It's built on, not on the hilltop, but on the side of the hill. And many of the people in those days just referred to it as the church on the hill. It has a Gothic, a North Gothic steeple to it, built by Fred Binder, who was a member of the congregation and a prominent builder in central Missouri, in Jefferson. He had just finished St. Peter's Catholic Church as the architect, builder of that. And so the two spires that you see in the Jeff City skyline of Gothic churches are built by the same man. The story goes that Binder built the steeple of his own church, Central Church, to be 12 inches higher than that of the St. Peter Catholic Church, and he wanted 1 inch for each of the disciples. I don't think that's true, and I haven't yet figured out how to measure the height, whether the height is above the ground or above sea level, and it's not easy to determine which is higher. The church is built in, traditionally in the sign of with the plan of a cross, with a long nave and a very short transept that's only about 5 feet wide, but it was in the traditional form of a cross, and people in it seat facing east, which is towards Jerusalem, of course, and which means that in morning worship services, the sunlight just comes in beautifully through the stained glass windows. And I remember going to Easter sunrise services, sitting in that church and looking at the speckled faces of people from the sunlight coming through all those beautiful stained glass windows, and it just looked like a lot of Easter eggs sitting in the pews of the church when the sun came up. The church has, of course, gone through several alterations, enlargements, particularly in 1957, and then they had a very damaging arson set fire in 1994. So what you see today is not, of course, on the interior what it looks like in 1891, but it's still the crown jewel of the south side of Jefferson City.
That was MU Professor Emeritus of Geography, Walter Schrader, talking about the place from which he came, Jefferson City's old Munichburg neighborhood. Schrader has a new book out called Southside Sketches, Essays on Jefferson City's Old Munichburg. Here, Schrader talks about the architectural elements that define the German construction still evident on Jefferson City's south side.
To me, there are some few architectural ingredients, building ingredients, that identify the German heritage. One is, for older buildings, would be the limestone foundation, or stone in general. For above ground, it would be bricks. Germans did not build out a frame. If they did at the beginning, it was out of necessity, but they soon replaced it with brick. Brick is the hallmark, and boy, you can sure tell the difference in Jefferson City and Columbia in its older buildings, because in Jefferson City we have old brick buildings, and in Columbia you have old frame buildings. So it's stone and brick, of course, and the woodwork, of course, is decorative work. It's used for doorways and flooring and windows and so forth. The other ingredient is the Germans liked a lot of ironwork for trim. You'll find some of these buildings, and in fact, the Central Church's parsonage over here would have ironwork around it. Some have iron balconies to them. When we put up our Old Munichburg sign in the center of Old Munichburg, we incorporated those three ingredients of brick and stone and iron into the design of that. One other thing is the Germans were pretty frugal in how they decorated their buildings, except by the doorways. They like to have fancy doorways, and if you can find some old doorways, you'll find they are of carved wood and have different panels to them, not just simply a slab of wood, one piece of wood, or a simple frame door. It would have a portal way around it, which would be decorated too. The Old Munichburg area is about 30 square blocks, and it is starts about 6 blocks south of the river. It's on the south side of the expressway. Everyone in Jefferson City knows the Witten Expressway, 5063, going through, which has, of course, been under construction this past year. But on the south side of that is the Munichburg neighborhood. It's easily identified by, of course, the steeple of Central Church up on the hill. You can pick that out right away and know you. Most people know where Central Dairy is, and Central Dairy is a stalwart business in Old Munichburg.
That was Walter Schrader talking about the Old Munichburg neighborhood. Another stalwart business in the south side of Jefferson City is the Echo Lounge. Here, the owner of that business explains how her neighborhood's German history is reflected in her restaurant, and she offers an invitation to visit this weekend for a celebration of the area's cultural heritage.
My name is Sally Powell. I'm the co-owner of Echo Lounge in Jefferson City, Missouri. It is on the corner of Jefferson Street and Dunklin Street down here in the historic Munichburg district, our German neighborhood in Jefferson City. It's been Echo Lounge since 1945, but it has been a bar saloon since 1860. The land was bought in 1838, and then the building was built in 1860, and the bar started operating as a saloon and has been a saloon or restaurant ever since, with a hotel and numerous other operations as Prohibition and the Depression happened over time. But yeah, we've still been operating since then and seems to thrive even today. Even as I kind of prepared for this interview, it was really fun reading all the history. And I talked to my kitchen manager this morning about things that we do, even offering the pretzels and a lot of the beer and things that we do already that they did many years ago that I think we do without even realizing it, that they've done for many years, things that they offered and things that we've carried on that we didn't even realize.
Working in a historic building and owning a long-time business concern, do you feel the German history in the Munichburg neighborhood on a daily basis?
Oh, yes, because I love seeing customers coming in, and we have four generations of families coming in and people that are celebrating their anniversaries and their first dates. We're seeing children grow up, and I've had it for 7 years, and watching these children, you know, come in from birth to, you know, kindergarten, first grade. And I have an employee here, and she's worked in this building for 15, 16 years. And, you know, she's watched the kids grow up, get their driver's license. So it's just, it's fun to watch people come back and share their stories from, you know, even older people in their 80s that have come here for decades and share their stories about Echo Lounge. I love it, and the neighborhood.
What happens this Friday and Saturday in the Old Munichburg neighborhood?
Well, our Oktoberfest celebration, we will have thousands of people come to the neighborhood and enjoy our German heritage down here. Friday night, we'll have a dinner at the Central United Church of Christ. They will serve a German meal, and we'll have the German dancers, and we usually get a nice crowd from that. People come over to visit our restaurant and have a drink or a meal also because they're in the neighborhood. And then Saturday, the dachshund races and all the vendors and the beer tent. And we get a lot of people come in just to sit down and maybe enjoy the air conditioning, get off their feet, have a drink, join their friends. But it is our biggest day of the year here at the restaurant.
That's the owner of Jefferson City's Echo Lounge, Sally Powell, talking about the German history in her neighborhood and this weekend's Oktoberfest. You can find more details about the events online at oldmunichburg.com.